Well, hello and welcome to the, Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 1st of February 2026. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. We're into February at last, and that means the January blues is gone. The days are getting longer, which is noticeable, a lot more noticeable. Hopefully that means better weather will also follow. February, however, can be one of the coldest months, so it's still worth just keeping an eye on the weather forecast just to make sure that your plans can go ahead and you can protect your plants. One of my annoyances at the moment is, of course, the amount of rain that we are having. This weekend, it's been non-stop rain and the ground is saturated, making it very difficult to do anything to get outside and enjoy the garden. But February is, for one part, good for finishing off those winter tasks that you haven't quite got around to finishing. The pruning, the tidying, the clearing, those sort of things, the infrastructure jobs. Well worth getting those finished this month. It's the last chance to really get them done. As well as getting ahead for the year, mulching our beds, preparing any seeds that might need sowing, making sure we've stocked up on supplies and things like that. Now, talking of stocking up on supplies, this weekend I actually ordered some perlite, which has already arrived. Perlite is something I add to a lot of my seed mixes. It's a really good light mix. And I add in a few other things with my seed mixes, but perlite is generally something I add quite a bit of. But if you go into a garden centre, you can find perlite 10 litres for £10 in the garden centre, which is the average price. It can go up a bit, but for 10 litres, it is around the £10 mark. But I go to Amazon now, and I get 100 litres for £25. It's the same as vermiculite as well, another alternative that we could use. And for the same sort of price, to me, it just makes sense. It'll last a good couple of years, don't get me wrong. It's not going to run out any time quick. It will last quite a while, but for that price, it just seems ridiculous going to a garden centre and paying £10 for 10 litres when I can get 10 times as much for just over 150% more. It just doesn't make sense. So I get it from Amazon now. I'm sorry, garden centres, it's just the way it is. I know some people are worried about the using things like perlite and vermiculite because it is a natural resource, but until we can come up with alternatives, one of the alternatives I've used is brick dust, and that's quite amazing, but it's not necessarily something I can recommend using. But these are the alternatives we could use. Why do I use perlite? Good question. Why do I use perlite? I add it in with particularly my seed starting mixes. Perlite just becomes a bit of a sponge. It soaks in moisture, soaks in nutrients, and just helps contain it in the soil a little bit better. It also helps with aeration, as does vermiculite, and they're just good things to add to your mixes. Vermiculite can also be scattered over the top of your seeds to encourage those as well. So, a few things there that you could be sowing or could be looking at doing this month. Now, apologies for no podcast on Thursdays. I do just want to apologise for that. Sometimes I just need a day off. I'll be completely honest with you. Sometimes I get so tired and so worn down that I don't feel I can give it my best. I don't like it. I do not like doing it. I want to be here and trying to produce everything for you that I try and make the claim I will do. And I do want to get much, much better at that. But I do work full-time, admittedly 4 days a week, but those 4 days are full-time hours. Sometimes I go in on a Friday as well. I've got the podcast, I'm running the dog, the family, the garden, everything else that goes on as well. So although I do work hard, I do my best, there are things that get in the way. I do find, however, this thing I do want to mention, time blocking. I dedicate certain hours to what I want to do. And for me, that is a good way to make the most out of our time. It does get difficult when you get busy, but it's kind of how I set my time up. Now, I have sent, of course, all the seeds for this month. We've got a great collection in the post for you. They've gone in the post today, so they should be with you by the end of this week. Let me just grab out January's newsletter. Let me just grab February's newsletter, and then we can go through it with what's going on. By the way, I've had some great feedback about the new updated mini newspaper, which just adds a bit more information for you guys, or a bit more way of keeping you to track what's going on. I still feel we could do more with it. I'm not quite sure just what yet, but I think we've got a lot of potential in this. So what seeds have you got? First of all, we've got aubergine, Black Beauty. This is one that I've already sown quite a few aubergines already, but aubergines are a popular one. They do need a long growing period. They do need a bit of heat to get going, in either indoors or over a radiator or in heated propagators. But they are very, very good. We've got dill as our herb of the month. Variety called Ducat. Great, great herb for companion planting. We have got cauliflower all year round. Now, cauliflowers are a bit of a Marmite vegetable, but we do like to grow quite a few of them. I would recommend spreading some of these seeds out for following months as well. We've got leek musselburg. Do enjoy good leeks, especially at the moment. We're eating quite a few of those, and they do go down rather well. Got beetroot cylindra, which is a beetroot. This is going to need sowing under protection, a little bit on the early side, but if you can protect them under cloches in grow houses, something like that, you should be okay. And then we've got Brussels sprouts, Evesham special. So good one, good collection there. Brussels sprouts, again, need a long growing period and something we can grow. So good collection of seeds, I think, that should keep us all very, very busy for this month. Now, as you know, I do like on a Sunday to set you a bit of homework. And because it is the first of a month, one thing that I want you all to go and do, just go and take a photo of your allotment, your kitchen garden, like we did at the beginning of January, and just take that photograph. You can share it with me if you like, or keep it to yourself. All this is, it's a great way of recording how your allotment, your kitchen garden, has changed throughout the year. When you get to sort of November, December, and you're feeling a little bit like, wow, what have I done? You can just go back through these photos and just see how far you have came. This is something that I do myself. It is a great, great thing to do. Right, well, I'm going to wrap this one up for tonight. I've been keeping you up for long enough. I'm getting tired myself, so I'm looking forward to heading to bed. Thanks so much for joining me. I will be back again on Thursday. I will make sure I do one on Thursday, don't worry. And until then, please take care.